This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. U.S. Senator J.D. Vance of Ohio formally introduced himself to American voters Wednesday night at the Republican National Convention as the vice presidential running mate of Donald Trump. In his acceptance speech, Vance said the U.S. is welcome to people from all over the world, but insisted that free and open borders is not the right policy.
But America is not just an idea. It is a group of people with a shared history and a common future. It is, in short, a nation. Now, it is part of that tradition, of course, that we welcome newcomers. But when we allow newcomers into our American family, we allow them on our terms.
Vance's speech also embraced many of Trump's core positions in his so-called American First agenda, including prioritizing domestic manufacturing over Chinese imports and warning key allies they would no longer receive free rides in securing world peace. U.S. President Joe Biden is self-isolating at his Delaware beach house after testing positive for COVID-19 while traveling in Las Vegas, Nevada. AP correspondent Sargar Magani has the latest.
As he boarded Air Force One in Las Vegas, the president told reporters, "I feel good," and walked on without wearing a mask. He'd earlier greeted diners at a restaurant and sat for a Univision interview. The president's diagnosis comes amid intense focus on his health after a disastrous debate. Some congressional Democrats want him to drop his reelection bid. He has vowed to stay in, insisting average Democrats still back him. But an AP Nork Center for Public Affairs research poll finds nearly two-thirds of Democrats nationwide say he should step aside. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is VOA News. Israeli authorities on Wednesday released more than a dozen detained Palestinians, some of whom showed signs of torture. AP correspondent Charles De La Desma reports.
The Palestinian Red Crescent Society says that the Israeli authorities have released 13 Palestinians who've been detained for several weeks, picking them up from a checkpoint in the Gaza Strip and onto the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Hospital in Deir al-Balah. The group included a woman and a man with vision problems. Zakaria Abu al-Aish said he was detained 55 days ago in the Jabalia refugee camp in North Gaza. "I was handcuffed, blindfolded, deprived from sleeping. No rest. Even the food they brought us was for animals. If you eat or not, no one cares. They dealt with us as if we weren't humans, but numbers." One released prisoner shows the AP marks of torture on his body. I'm Charles Villanesma.
The U.S. Air Force announced Wednesday that Jack Texera, a member of the Air National Guard in the state of Massachusetts, will face a military court-martial months after he pleaded guilty to federal charges for leaking highly classified military documents. Here's AP correspondent Ed Donahue.
Texera pleaded guilty in federal court to illegally collecting some of the nation's most sensitive secrets and sharing them on the social media platform Discord. He's facing military charges of disobeying orders and obstructing justice. No date has been set, but the trial will be held at Hanscom Air Force Base outside Boston. At a hearing in May, prosecutors said obeying orders is the absolute core of the military. Court-martial is appropriate. Texera's lawyers argued court-martial would amount to prosecuting him twice for the same offense. The leak exposed to the world unvarnished secret assessments of Russia's war in Ukraine, including troop movements in Ukraine. Texera also admitted to posting information about plans by an adversary to harm U.S. forces serving overseas. I'm Ed Donahue.
In sports, the British Open begins play Thursday at Royal Troon Golf Club in Scotland. AP correspondent Graham Agars has a preview.
Bryson DeChambeau will try and follow up his dramatic U.S. Open win. Rory McIlroy will be aiming to put his late collapse at the very same event behind him. And Xander Schauffele and Scottie Scheffler will both be looking to secure a second major for the year. But for any of them to succeed, they will need to deal with the vagaries of Lynx golf, a challenge Scheffler enjoys.
"I just feel like you have to be more creative here, and you know, I love that part of it. I feel like when I do come over here, this is really kind of how golf was intended to be played. I feel like there's a lot more opportunity for shot making and being creative around the greens."
Unexpected bad bounces, gusty winds, rain and cool weather, all part of the Lynx course challenge that will face the field in the 152nd playing of the game's oldest major championship. I'm Graham Agar.
I'm Richard Green for VOA News.